John. Chapter 20, Base Camp, Aaron Harmon. This book is dedicated to the late, great Johnny J. Jackson. Thank you for the opportunity to tell your story exclusively in these amazing interviews, which in turn inspired the entire idea for this ambitious audiobook adventure to begin with. I hope your family and fans feel it does your amazing musical journey with Tupac justice. Rest in peace.
Everything that I do is by ear. I have no, what you would call concept of formal music training or anything like that. Nah. I produced Miles Davis album and everything that I've ever done in my career all by ear.
Chapter 1. Yo, Mo B, drop that. Easy, Mo B. Imagine if one of your first production jobs in a professional recording studio was producing what would become perhaps jazz's greatest legend's final studio album, one that Downbeat saluted as a hell of an exit. Now, imagine if that jazz legend was none other than Miles Davis and gave you the creative freedom with not only the album's major musical production decisions over how instrumental bed tracks were laid down, but even felt you were substantial enough as a creative partner to entrust you with naming the record's final song titles, and you'd be sitting where Easy Mo B found himself at just 25 years old back in 1990.
I had this idea that I needed a manager. And at the time, everybody who was somebody, it seems like they was managed by Rush. Russell Simmons, his management company. So I wanted to be with Rush so bad. One day, I called up Information. I'm not lying. I called up Information, 411. I was like, what is the number to Rush Productions? And they gave me the number, so I called up. Receptionist comes on. I'm like, speaking in this little scared, little humble voice. I'm like, yeah, I'm Easy Mo B, and I'm explaining my little efforts that I had just recently done, which wasn't much. It was the one Big Daddy Kane project under my belt, and I had the genius so far in Riff. And I'm like, I want to find out how to be managed by Rush. And they said, because I was a producer, the receptionist, the girl, she told me, she said, well, we have Rush Artist Management, and Russell just started a production management company, too. That's RPM, Rush Producers Management, she said. The girl who heads it up, she's out to lunch, she's out in the office. When she comes back, give me your number, I'll have her call you back. Sure enough, this lady called me back. Her name is Francesca Sparrow. And I start telling about, like I told you, the little bit of stuff I had under my belt. I'm speaking all scared and real humble and thinking she don't know all about me. She lets me go into this long story about the little stuff I got under my belt. And then after that, you know what she said? In one short sentence, she said, I know who you are. Just like that. Just like that. And I was like, wow. I said, yeah? She said, yeah, I know about the Big Daddy Kane song. And so that made me feel a little bit more comfortable. Went over there, started getting a couple of projects. One of the first things that I did was I remixed the very last third bass record, which is this song called Gladiator. It was for the Gladiator soundtrack. And I'm doing other little projects here and there. And then one day, Francesca, she called me and she said, listen, Miles Davis has been hanging out with Russell recently, and he told Russell that he wants to get into hip-hop. So what we're doing is we're putting together a bunch of reels from all of the producers on the roster over here, and we're submitting it to Miles. And she said, I want to put together a reel of yours, too. So she said, just give me some tracks, and I'll take some of the other stuff of yours that I have here and put together one big reel and just send it to him. Okay, we send it out. And he listens to everybody's stuff. He listens to my stuff. And for some kind of reason, he gravitated towards me. I think he liked my drums, the accent on the drums, because my stuff is real punctuated, man. It really is. Like, I guess that comes from playing drums. And you know my experience with drums. If you listen to any of my stuff, like, the drums is always dominant. One thing that I do remember that he told me, he was like, I don't want no cursing on my album. He said, I don't like that shit. That's exactly what he said, those exact words.